Good morning, everyone. Chapter 23, ask for the opportunity to continue. Chapter 23, ask for the opportunity to continue. Seems so simple, doesn't it? Well, let me tell you, it's a big one today. It's a big one. There's many wars around the world. Russia and Ukraine are battling every day. Before the first day of that war, there were people having dinner, going to work, driving their cars, going to the movies, making a living, saving money, spending money, preparing for a future. Then, in nothing more than a single moment, all of that changed. Bombs, rockets, artillery, destruction, death, mayhem. And what was a day at work, or perhaps the museum, the list, all of it stopped. All of it stopped. They could not continue. Mute your phones, everybody. Mute your phones. There's an echo, and it'll drive everybody nuts. Check it out right now. The list. In that day of those people, all of it stopped. They could not continue. When I think of it like that, this chapter becomes everything. What happens if Putin drops a nuclear warhead here in America? What happens to my list? What if? Do you see? What I do today, what is so incredibly important to me, my trials, my complaints, my chores, all of it stops, ripped away. It could happen, as it has to so many. Any number of things could stop my plans for today. A home invasion, an accident, a health issue, any number of things could interrupt or tear from me what I thought I was going to do today. It brings a stark reality to how fast I could not continue. Job 1:20. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped and said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Kids, you don't deserve nothing. Am I strong enough? I don't deserve nothing. In his grace, I get so much. Am I strong enough? Are you to be Job, to have everything ripped from you? I know I'm not. How grateful to have what I have this very day. How would I long for this day if it was taken from me, huh? All these things I complain about. How would I long for this day and all the complaints that I have with it? How would I long for this day if it was ripped from me? Romans 13, 11, 14. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake up out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Kids, that's a wake-up call. Let me give you a little update in the Middle East, okay? Just in case you were wondering. A little news here. Dozens of Iranian-made Shahed 136 kamikaze UAVs have been employed by Russia against Ukraine's electrical supply. Alexander Lukashenko, president of Belarus, is allowing access of Russian soldiers through his country and into Ukraine. Moscow has begun preparing its streets and its underground for nuclear attack. It appears that Tehran, the terrorist regime of Tehran, will supply long-range and surface-to-surface missiles to Russia. Israel, I can't believe I'm even saying this, gave up its maritime rights to Kiana, turning over the Mediterranean Sea to Hezbollah-controlled Lebanon. In return for what? Stability? Hezbollah? Anybody know what Hezbollah? It's, in fact, a terrorist group, considered a terrorist group by most of the world. So giving up maritime rights to a great body of water for stability to such a people may not be as good of a deal as hoped for, right? The relationship between Russia and Israel is already tenuous at best, as it's written in the Word. The EU needing fuel. They now turn to Israeli gas after the Nord Stream 1 and 2 explosions. Not a good situation in light of Russia. It is out of this diplomatic deterioration that Ezekiel 38 war could very well happen, could explode. Scripture's clear, man. It gets worse. God's prophecy throughout Revelation, Daniel, Ezekiel, Isaiah, it gets worse, not better, for the world. North Korea, increasing nuclear strength. The UK Prime Minister Liz Truss resigned her position after 45 days. She said, enough, I can't do it. 45 days, the shortest in history. Putin marches on against U.S. sanctions. The Ayatollahs, after the U.S. lessened their sanctions, still move forward with nuclear programs and supply Russia with various weapons. Nobody is afraid of anybody. And so nothing good can come from that, especially when nobody, I mean nobody, none of the nations fear God. All nations have forgotten our Lord and our number one prime objective. Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Everybody asks the Lord for many things. And there are many problems and reasons to require the Lord in all matters. I realized in chapter 23 that there is one request, more important, one statement of fact, one realization for me. Thank you, my God in heaven, for the peace I have in this moment to talk to you, prepare for the day and continue. In that thought, in chapter 23, I was free from a never-ending list of I must get that. That's the wrong list. See, we got a good list. The list of what I ain't got. I must get that or do that or be that. Instead, I left it in the Lord's hands. Perceived problems, real problems, catastrophic failures, challenges beyond my comprehension, all of it I left in the Lord's hand. The day I figured out the gigantic gift of a single prayer that simply requested the opportunity to continue. An epiphany, especially in regards to sin. Oh, sin, my own sin, and the sins that come against me. In spite of all that, he loves me, Daniel 9:4-19. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgment. Look, that's me. It's you. And still, we get the lives we get today. We get to do these things. Be important, huh? Take showers. Take showers. Hot and cold water. You get to pick out your clothes, talk to clients, complain about cell phone service, aches and pains, and sit here comfortably listening to me, preparing for what else we get to do today. Only in God's mercy am I allowed to continue. Only in his mercy. The world is coming apart. America is coming apart. The southern borders, fuel expenses, supply chain, water, medical, health issues, government. Where would I be without God? I would be afraid. I'm afraid today with God, but I learn. I learn to strengthen my faith. I learn. I have to, or I'll go out of my mind. So will you. Through the word and listening to correct teachers, not morons, correct teachers, a gift to help me understand what's happening. Ezekiel 38 and 39 tells me the end of the world, as we know, is coming. It's coming. Whether I like it or not, it's being described in the book as it's happening right now, whether I like it or not. A godless world is going to bring us into Armageddon by a just and righteous God. That's it. The world has quit asking God for help. Hebrews 5:11. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. Oh, pray for the opportunity to continue. To continue in the knowledge and wisdom of doing what you get to do. Not what you have to do, rather what you get to do. In the grace of God for yet one more day, when I really got that in my head, my bottom line became an extraordinary opportunity. Rather than the old ball and chain, I got to go to work. I get to go to work. My challenge is renewed, my day filled with gratitude and cause to reflect on what God has given me and you. Let me be clear about the Bible. Everybody's always looking for the future, and Nostradamus said,
oh, future, and then I see, and the tea leaves say, and you know, and I have special incense and the special magic rocks, and they point to,
what are you, out of your mind? Has everybody lost their mind? Yes, well, it's been that way for a long time. Let me be clear about the Bible. It is a very unique book. It tells me of the future. It has always told us of the future thousands of years ago. It has told of the future that has come to pass. It has always, always been accurate. And it's not hard to understand. You can read it in all different languages. It will tell you what's coming. It has always told us what's coming, and it has always been exactly accurate. Not only is it a history book of the universe, a history book of the universe from the beginning of time, it also provides absolute evidence of the future. Prophecy by God, prophecy. Future telling, prophecy by God is true. It's been proven time and time again, and it continues to do so. Every prophecy of the Messiah, every single one, the cross, the sword, the auctioning of his clothes, the donkey he rode through the town, how and where he was born, he rose from the dead, all prophesied hundreds of years before the birth of Christ. And that is just some of it. Some of it. And there is so much more. And now, no other book or belief system now has prophecy. None of them. None of them. Absolutely none. Only God could create for you prophecy. And why would he do that? Why would he do that if it wasn't going to be true? He wouldn't. That's what. He wouldn't if it wasn't going to be true. That would only prove he is fallible, and he is not fallible. Historically speaking, God is perfect and fiercely accurate. Well, why does he tell me in Scripture the world ends? Because he wants me to do what I'm doing right now and know that I'm safe with him and that these things that will happen will happen. But not for me, not for you, not if you believe in Christ. False prophets talk all the time about what's going to happen, how it's going to happen. False prophets, they're not, only God can prophesy. False prophets and twisted teachers who manipulate the word, drive everybody nuts, make everybody afraid. The Lord was not amused by that. It was not acceptable to the Lord as far back as the word is written. Don't be confused by false prophets. Deuteronomy 18:20, I'll show you what God thinks of false prophets. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or he speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. Okay, that's pretty clear. Okay, pretty clear, yeah. 10 years ago, nobody would have wanted to hear all this stuff. Everything's fine. 10 years ago, everything's fine. You guys are all doom and gloom, you Christian guys. Come on. Oh, wait a minute. Did I say 10 years ago? 10 minutes ago. 10 minutes ago. People were saying that. But now, people are listening. It's becoming clear. Bad is winning. But still, people go about their business as if the good times will never end. Good times will never end. It's okay. Just live for the moment. Be crazy. Hey, I'm going to put some money aside so in 20 years I can retire. 10 years, 5 years, I'm going to live. Be aware of God's mercy, my friends. Ezra 9:8. But now for a brief moment, the Lord our God has been gracious in leaving us a remnant and giving us a firm place in his sanctuary. And so our God gives light to our eyes and a little relief in our bondage. Ha! In Christ, you and me, a minority in this world. We are his remnant. The world is closing in, kids. But today, for yet another day, you get to do the list. I get to do the list. Oh my God, what a blessing. Stay the course. The opportunity to continue in the midst of all politics, religion, conspiracy, media, Money, democracy, Republican, Democrat, healthcare, relationships, America, our children, the world. Here I stand with God's list for me today. Frustration, confusion, sanity, strained, unusual situations, conflict, destruction, transition, government, disagreements, brothers, sisters, cell service, unemployment, Wi-Fi, Semperify, gun control, riots, system overload, nuclear aggression, Israel, Egypt, China, Russia, history, war, no vote, vote, democracy, hypocrisy, you, me. Here we stand with our list for today, knowing that in a second it could all change. I finally realize what I have, and I don't want to lose it. Jesus, in the midst of the storm, allow me to continue in your holy grace. In the midst of the storm, allow me to continue in your holy grace. In 1915, Albert Einstein published his general theory of relativity, big stuff, arguing that the universe consists of fundamental fabric, of a fundamental fabric, big stuff. I don't care. I don't care about that today. I don't care about it. He did write something I do care about. I'll share it with you. He did write something I do care about. A little known fact. Nobody ever talks about that. It's a little, kind of a great little true event. On some day, Albert found himself at the Imperial Hotel in Tokyo, Japan. His pockets were empty, and Einstein apologetically offered a note to a messenger boy in lieu of a tip. Sure, he liked that. Einstein said to him, this could be far worth more than a tip. Someday this will be worth far more than a tip. He gave it to the boy. I'm sure the boy didn't care. Well, he must have cared. He kept it. Because Einstein was right. You see, some years later, 95, that was a long time to wait for a tip. Some years later, 95 years later to be exact, the note bearing Einstein's theory of happiness sold at auction for $1.56 million. It said, and I quote, "A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness." Let me say it again. A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. Great story. I hope Albert found Jesus. We have no time to talk about the way things are supposed to be. I have to deal with whatever it is. You got to deal with the way it is. Quit worrying about the way it is. Act, you know, the way it's supposed to be. If I worry about the past and the future, I don't get anything done in the present. Matthew 6:34, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Unreal expectations. Unfair expectations that we have for everything and everybody. We all have them. All these intense goals of money, power, and prestige. Then what? One bomb. We all come up short. We all come up short anyway. I come up short without chapter 23. Look, Luke 1:23, "And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home." And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. What does that mean in Scripture? It means you're dead. Going home means you're dead. Get it? There's plenty to do until that happens. So pray. Let's continue. God, give me the opportunity to continue and be so incredibly grateful for each second of this day until Christ comes and takes you home. Be incredibly grateful for the breath you breathe, the doorknob your hand touches, what your eyes can see, the colors on the wall, the colors in your room, the colors in the world. Frank T. McAndrew, he was a professor of psychology at Knox College some years ago. I like this. He said, "That's why people who have supposedly reached the apex of happiness, lottery winners, successful entrepreneurs, and celebrities, they often don't seem much happier. Sometimes they're ever worse off." That's good information. Do with it what you like. But let's dig Scripture here. Ecclesiastes 3, a time for everything. Kids, listen to me when I say this stuff. And enjoy every moment of what this says. A time for everything. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. The God-given task, what gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. If you're always thinking about the future, how can you enjoy the right now? If you're always worried about the past, how can you enjoy right now? What do I do when I disagree with the Bible? You know what I do? I change my mind. Same thing when you don't think you've got anything to be grateful for, best to change your mind. Be happy for the list and the moment you have in peace right now to do something about it. I wrote down 5 things that interrupt the opportunity to continue, that interrupt my opportunity to continue. 1 is an out-of-control schedule. I got to get things in line, baby. You got to pray to God to get things in line. 2, misplaced affection. Anything or anybody that's more important than our list and the learning of balance in our lives. So we got out-of-control schedule, misplaced affection. 3, discouragement. Gets in the way of my opportunity to continue. Discouragement without prayer. 4, abundance of the flesh. Too much party time, kids. Too much party time. Satan wants us to get complacent, doesn't he? Complacent. Abundance of the flesh. And 5, parasite sins. It's a parasite sin. You know, that sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? Parasite sin. It sticks with you, right? I feel so guilty. I don't go to church, pray, or study. Keeps me away from God. Out of control schedule. 1, misplaced affection. 2, discouragement without prayer. 3, 4, abundance of the flesh. Too much party time. 5, parasite sins. Come on. Deuteronomy 30, verse 9. God will prosper the works of our hands if our hearts are fully turned towards him and we are walking in obedience. Be grateful for today. Thank him and work the list as if it was your last day on earth before you met the King of the universe. The truth? The truth? Question mark? The truth? It could be your last day on earth. It could be your last day without a bomb or a rocket in your front yard, too. Make it count. Right now, work. Work in the fields of the Lord. Give in the fields of the Lord. Make it count right now. Work in the fields of the Lord. Give thanks. 23. Ask God for the immense gift that he gives in his mercy. The opportunity to continue. Amen, amen. John, my buddy, these people got to go to work. And let's hope we've given them the bullets. Let's hope we have given them the bullets to keep the enemy at bay.